This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Praise is warfare when the enemy is coming against you. Praise is how you fight. God inhabits your praise. Just like God comes in. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks at 7:45 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Christian is a premier STEAM-based K-12 grade school. We are now enrolling. At St. Lucie Christian, your child may receive free transportation, free breakfast, and lunch. We are offering free aftercare until 5 p.m. at our new Fort Pierce Orange Blossom Mall location for the 2018-2019 school year. Students in St. Lucie Christian not only have a safe and secure educational facility, but our academic program is well-rounded literature-based STEAM education. St. Lucie Christian students participate in college prep classes, aviation, and robotics tracks, after-school athletics and arts, including full-contact high school football, basketball, cheerleading, and volleyball. St. Lucie Christian is proudly sponsored by NASA Robotics Alliance Program. At St. Lucie Christian, traditional education meets technology, and learning is an inspired adventure. Call 772-405-7077 today to see if you may qualify for financial aid. 772-405-7077.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Rejoice. Somebody said rejoice. Sometimes that meant just throw your hands out, bow down, rejoice. Come on, amen. Sometimes it meant bless a brother. You're blessed. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. One word in Hebrew was gulus. It means to spin around violently, jump up and down, and go nuts. When they just wrote rejoice. Come on. Some of you King James people, you're about to get free. Praise the Lord. Amen. They just said rejoice. They were afraid to get anything too emotional. But none of these are this word. This word we're talking about right here, let Zion rejoice, it is the word somach. Everybody say somach. It is inaccurately interpreted. It is not interpreted rejoice. Somach means literally that I'm standing in the presence of God and something begins to bubble up on the inside of me that I cannot contain. It's like an eruption in a volcano. It's like I can't contain myself. I'm about to break out on everybody and everything around me. I'm about to somach all over the place. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, it's time to somach on somebody. Praise the Lord. See, when you smock, it's because God did something in the spiritual realm that you wasn't expecting, because you knew you had a promise, but the promise begins to manifest. And all of a sudden you go, wow, I can't believe God did that. And you just start smocking. I mean, you rejoice, baby. I mean, really rejoice. Hallelujah. God, this means that people are rejoicing because God is doing something big. Come on, touch somebody and say, go big. Go big with your praise. Go big. Y'all try it again. Go big with your praise. Hallelujah. He said, "Oh, pastor, you just trying to get me all worked up." Well, somebody needs to. We don't even know if you're saved half the time. You look like you were eating hay on the side of the turnpike, and the headlights caught a deer. No, just smock a little bit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's about to happen in somebody's life. Somebody can feel him. Somebody's been looking for a breakthrough, and they got into a place of praise, and all of a sudden that thing is beginning to get stirred up on the inside of their life like never before, and they're about to smock all over the church. They're about to smock all over their job. They're about to smock all over their family, and everybody go look at them like they're crazy and say, "What are you doing? I'm smocking!" Praise the Lord. The pastor, that's crazy. Well, I dare you. I dare you to go to work in faith tomorrow. I dare you not to be critical. I dare you to walk into work with some praises on your lips. Because you know what will happen when you do that? In about 10 minutes, if you go to work with praises on your lips, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be in the bathroom. And you're going to shut the stall. Not because you got to use it. And somebody's going to come into the bathroom while you're in the stall. And they're just going to see the walls shaking. Because you'll be in there smocking all over the place. Some of y'all need to learn how to smock. Praise the Lord. I don't know when it's going to happen. It might happen down at the Cracker Barrel. It might happen in Walmart. It might happen at the Circle K. You might be pumping gas and the Holy Ghost get on you. And you just start speaking in tongues. And the praises of God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You say why? Because there's something on the inside of you that's greater than who you are. Praise the Lord. I say, let Zion rejoice. Let Zion rejoice. Let the people of God create an atmosphere of power. Let the people of God create an atmosphere of healing. Let the people of God step into the anointing of God and see miracles touch our city. Hallelujah. I'm looking for Truth Church to some mock. Hallelujah. Do you know that's really his desire? Come on, amen. That guy said to me one time, he said, "Hey, you telling me if I don't shout and I don't get wild like you're saying, I ain't a Christian?" I said, "No, I'm not telling you that. I'm just telling you, you're acting like a weasel." Put a smile on your face. Some Christians just need to notify their face that there's something on the inside of them that's greater than what they're walking through. You know why we know you don't know? You know why we know you don't know there's something greater on the inside of you? Because your face tells us. Praise the Lord. If you see my face telling you something that looks like I'm being influenced from the outside, please walk up to me and smock on me. Just some muck all over me. I'll join right in. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, go big. Listen, I'm telling you, we come into a time in this church where when church starts at 10 o'clock, people are going to be here at 9:45. The worship team's going to be warming up, and half the church is going to be down at the altar worshiping. We come into it. We start at 10 o'clock. We don't even have to do nothing. People getting healed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Watch this, Matthew 21:16. Matthew 21:16. Jesus is coming into Jerusalem. And all of a sudden, people begin to wave palm fronds. They begin to exalt him coming. They begin to celebrate him coming as a king. And some of the people that were with him, some of the chief priests, begin to say to him, "Why are they doing all this celebrating? Why are they crying out Hosanna? Why are they shouting like that? Why are these people so happy? What's going on with them? And watch what Jesus says in verse 16. Matthew 21:16 says this. Do you hear what they're saying? Have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise? Say it with me. You have perfected, for out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. He's saying only those people that know, that come to him like babes, know how to praise. He's not talking about being stupid and illiterate and dumb. He's talking about people that come to him dependent. One of the reasons why people don't know how to praise God is because they're so full of themselves, they can't see God bigger than them. They can't get out of the way long enough to let God be big in them because they're so big themselves. Y'all all right? Is everybody all right in the back? I didn't hurt nobody, did I? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. One thing about a baby is totally dependent on somebody to take care of it. Come on. Somebody got to change the diaper. Somebody got to feed the baby. Somebody got to teach the baby how to walk and how to teach the baby how to talk. Yeah, the baby is dependent. The baby can't feed itself. The baby can't provide for itself. Baby cannot shelter itself. If you put a baby out in a little box out in the cold, it's going to stay in the cold unless somebody comes and picks the baby up and takes it inside. Praise the Lord. The baby ain't got enough sense to get out of the box and crawl inside into the heat. Come on, we all agree with that, right? Amen? Jesus is not saying be immature. He's saying be dependent. Huh? People that know how to be dependent have learned how to perfect their praise. So you can always tell how immature somebody is. Come on. I'm not insulting you. I'm trying to help you. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen? This is what happens when you become dependent. You realize, God, I can't do this if you don't help me do it. God, I can't go there if you don't help me go there. God, it ain't going to be done unless you help me get it done. God, I'm not going to overcome that unless you help me overcome it. Come on. Because it's in you I live and have and move and have my being. It's only in you, Jesus. I can't do it on my own. I ain't got the know-how. I ain't got the strength. I ain't got the willpower. God, if you don't show up, ain't no but nothing going to show up. It's in you, Jesus. Huh? See, it's people that are reliant on God that make it to their promise. People that are self-reliant and those that believe they have the ability to achieve their dreams and control their world and don't think they don't never need nobody are the ones that crash and burn. They might become successful, but they have no significance. Hollywood's full of them. People with plenty of money, but they just commit suicide and die because they don't know what life's all about. They know how to make a living, but they don't know how to make a life. Come on, amen. But those of us that get up in the morning and say, God, if you don't make a way, there ain't going to be a way. God, if you don't bring it together, it ain't going to come together. God, if you don't bring me some customers, I ain't going to get no customers. God, if you don't give me a contract, ain't going to be no contract. God, if you don't give me no favor, ain't going to be no favor. Because I've done everything I know to do, but I'm depending on you. And I know the only thing I can do is praise you in the middle of my storm. And when I begin to do that, it positions you to have your way in my life. Praise the Lord. Somebody say praise.
Praise
brings presence.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Blazing under open skies, everything breathing, praising God, fill my company.
Number two, presence brings joy. Look at your neighbor and say, ha 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 ha. See, you already feel better, don't you? There's something about that. Presence brings joy. Psalm 16:11 says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." In his presence is joy and pleasure. Now, who in the world don't want joy and pleasure? Raise your hand. I want to know who you are. You don't want no joy and pleasure? Come on up here. We're going to lay hands on you and pray for you right now. Something wrong with you. We need to pray. Everybody wants joy and pleasure. Amen, Pastor. Amen. Huh? Now, we read a little while ago, praise brings presence. And Psalm 16:11 says, presence is the fullness of joy. So when you get in God's presence and he begins to make decrees in your life, then joy comes to your life. So the presence of God always results in joy rising up on the inside of your life. Come on, amen. Remember Psalms 48:11? It's a spontaneous breakout of praise. You just spontaneously break it out. Because I got joy. Touch somebody, say, I got some joy. Amen. How, you know, I was talking about this at our leadership thing on whatever day that was. I can't even remember. I mean, we were talking about rightly relating to people. How you got to have three kinds of relationships in your life. You have to have a father in your life. Come on, amen. Paul had Barnabas who fathered him. Paul had a son in his life. You have upward relationships, downward relationships. He had Timothy who he fathered. And then you have to have peer relationships. You have to have outward relationships. He had Silas. I said, everybody needs somebody to go to jail with them. Right? And here's Paul and Silas. Silas is in jail, didn't even do anything. It was Paul that cast a demon out of the girl and got in trouble. But Silas stood by his side, so they ended up in prison together. And it says at midnight they were praising God. I mean, they've been praising God for a while. But because they were praising God, God showed up, put a big old chair right there in the midst of that prison. And because they were in his presence, they had joy. How many know you got to be pretty tuned into God to be hanging onto a wall with chains singing praises to God full of joy? I know some Christians, somebody say one thing about them on Facebook and they're mad for a week. Fuming and fussing about, well, I can't believe they said that about me. Just ruined my week. You need some joy. Come on, amen. I'm talking about praise that erupts on the inside so that the supernatural power of God will come and break the chains of depression off of you. The chains of frustration off of you. Because there's no problem that's too big, amen. When you begin, see, it has this thing built into it. It has this automatic thing into it that when you praise God and get in his presence, joy comes. It carries this thing with it that you need to brighten up. Brighten up. Look out there and say, brighten up. Cheer up. Why you look so sad? Cheer up. Come on, amen. Touch somebody and say, you better brighten up. He said, you can't praise me without my presence coming. And when my presence comes, joy comes down into your life. So praise brings presence. Presence brings joy. Everybody with me? That was the second one. You ready for the third one? Number three. Joy brings strength. Joy brings strength. Nehemiah 10, then he said to them, go your way. Eat the fat, drink the sweet, send the portions of those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day, there's that word holy again. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow. Watch this. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do you know how you keep the strong man from coming into your life? Joy, 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 joy. Hallelujah. You say, Pastor, you're just taking cherry-picking scripture and putting it all together and trying to make a philosophy. No, 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 no. Because when you study the Word of God, you understand you don't have to interpret the Word. The Word of God stands all by itself. Come on now, amen? So when we do understand that praise brings presence and we understand that His presence brings joy, then it's easy just to tag it right in and say, well, His joy gives me strength. Somebody shout, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Now watch this, I'm going to bring this home, just hang in there with me. We read this in Matthew a while ago. This is what Jesus said. out of the mouth of babes, y'all remember that? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Now, how many of you know when Jesus said that, he said, have you never read? He was quoting a scripture from Psalms chapter 8. He said, have you never read, right? You remember that? He's quoting Psalms 8 verse 1. Go there. Will you please throw that up? Psalms verse 8, 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Watch this. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Now hold on, Houston, we have a problem. Touch your neighbor and say, Houston, we have a problem. Psalms 8 says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. Jesus is quoting Psalms 8 in Matthew 21, and he said, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Well, maybe Jesus just misquoted the Bible. How many think Jesus misquoted the Bible? You got anybody here that thinks Jesus misquoted the Bible? Maybe the writers got it wrong. Maybe the guy that was writing Matthew 21 did not exactly hear Jesus right and wrote it down right. Anybody believe that? No, I don't believe that. I believe that the Bible was the inspired word of God, and if it's in there, God wanted it to be in there. Come on, amen. So you have to ask yourself this question. If Jesus did not misquote it, and the writers did not miswrite it, then God obviously put it in there to give us a message. Come on, say, give me a message, Jesus. David wrote that God has ordained strength in your life to defeat the enemy. God has ordained strength in your life to defeat the enemy. Remember the principle that we covered at the very beginning, the very first principle? You can't get the spoils until you bind up the strong man, correct? If you're going to get the spoils, if you're going to get the promise, if you're going to get the territory, you got to bind up the strong man first, amen? In other words, you have to defeat your enemies with strength. Come on, is everybody with me? You can't defeat an enemy unless you're strong. You can't bind up a strong man unless you're stronger. You got to go big. Come on, amen. So God is saying this. Watch this now. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, I'm ordaining the strength that you need that is necessary for you to defeat the enemy and bind up the strong man. For those that know how to praise God with their whole hearts and step into my presence, I will give you the strength that you need. Come on, praise the Lord, amen. In other words, I'm ordaining the resource. I'm ordaining the power. I'm ordaining the victory over your life to put the enemy to flight in your life today and enable you to go big for God. Somebody say, go big. Is everybody all right? Matthew said, if you can't bind the strong man, you can't get his goods. Then Jesus quotes what David wrote, and the psalmist said, out of the mouth of babes and infants, I have ordained strength. Jesus said, out of the mouth of babes and infants, I have perfected praise. So the message that I come to give you this morning is when you praise him, his manifested presence shows up on the scene and gives you joy to make you strong so you can go big for God. Praise the Lord. Every time I lift my voice, every time I magnify the Lord, every time I get out of myself, every time I praise him with my lips, every time I say, God, it's you and not me, every time I declare he's bigger than all my problems, God is able to go big for me, and I can go big for him. Come on, stand to your feet all over the room this morning. Somebody shout. Somebody shout, go big.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-4444. 7721-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Christian is a premier STEAM-based K-12 grade school. We are now enrolling. At St. Lucie Christian, your child may receive free transportation, free breakfast, and lunch. We are offering free aftercare until 5 p.m. at our new Fort Pierce Orange Blossom Mall location for the 2018-2019 school year. Students in St. Lucie Christian not only have a safe and secure educational facility, but our academic program is well-rounded literature-based STEAM education. St. Lucie Christian students participate in college prep classes, aviation, and robotics tracks, after-school athletics and arts, including full-contact high school football, basketball, cheerleading, and volleyball. St. Lucie Christian is proudly sponsored by NASA Robotics Alliance Program. At St. Lucie Christian, traditional education meets technology, and learning is an inspired adventure. Call 772-405-7077 today to see if you may qualify for financial aid. 772-405-7077.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun, there